Welcome to Season 1, Episode 8 of The Scare Guy Show. Last week, we experienced Knott's Scary Farm here in Southern California, and we live to talk about it. Best ghost host ever is here. And we take you through the horror movies on our watch list for October, courtesy of Derek, and plus a very special guest tonight, Naomi Grossman from American Horror Story, Painkillers, Fear Inc., and so many more films. We can't wait to talk to her tonight on the show.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We pop movies.
That's pretty good. All right, everybody in the dancing mood?
Right.
October has started.
Not?
Halloween month is here. Trick or treat, everybody. I think we got some treats. Oh, I actually have...
Pumpkin
pie Kit Kat.
Treats.
Hey, Brad, are you watching? This is for you. This is for Brad. This is
I want that. So
I was
going
to say, I'll eat it.
My name is Jim
no trivia
Fry.
This week.
My name is Jim Fry. I'm the managing editor for thescareguy.com. It's a site about all things scary fun, and this is The Scare Guy Show. Hopefully, you will subscribe here. You can find me at Con Guy Jim, because we're the flip side of the Con Guy. But anyways, we have a lot of fun people here tonight, so who else do we have with us?
I was going to say we're going this way. Yeah.
Hey,
my name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. I'm a host here at the Popcorn Talk and After Buzz. If you can't get enough of horror, check out Horror Movie News tomorrow at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll talk more about horror.
I watched it.
Stuff.
It's a great show.
Yay, thank you. And our Voice in the Sky is also part of that show. And Box Office Breakdown on Sunday nights, as well as Star Trek Discovery and Monday Marvel Movie News.
So, I'm next.
Yes.
So I'm Naomi Grossman. You already introduced me, but I was told this was a podcast. I did not come on here thinking knowing that my face would be revealed. I apologize. I look closer to Pepper than Naomi tonight.
You look fantastic tonight.
Anyway, if you want to find me online, I'm at Naomi W. Grossman.
I'm Derek Sams. I am a contributing writer to theconguy.com and one of the regular hosts of the Con Guy Comic Con Prep Show with these guys. Mm-hmm. And tonight I am visiting here, even though I'm not that into horror. And
you're coming over to the dark side tonight.
Ooh. You're going to try and
scare me.
He's
got a list of movies.
We have candy. Come on.
Oh, okay.
So.
And who's
greetings.
On the
greetings. I'm Cheeseman on the Couch, your spooky host. You can find me on thescareguy.com and also on Twitter at conguyluke.
A whole new kind of scary.
What is this?
I'm not going to sit like this whole show. I'm just playing people.
Come on, we're here. We got a show to do. He's got the whole couch to himself tonight, so it's a good time.
I am wearing a nice Friday 13th shirt of Roy, not Jason, if you've seen the other show. But speaking we won't get into that and bore people like Heather.
Well, we could get into it a little bit. This week is Friday the 13th. This is
it
one of the rare
Woo-hoo.
Octobers
oh,
with
you're
Friday
right.
the 13th.
I was born on the 13th, but not a Friday, a Saturday.
Originally, there was a brand new Friday the 13th movie coming out this weekend, but Paramount has yanked it out of production. Mm. They were not real happy with it. Can you guys
happy
hear me?
Death
I was
going to
make sure.
Yeah, am no,
I,
you're
am I
good.
Sound, okay, good, good.
Happy Death Day is coming out, though.
Oh,
on Friday the 13th.
Why didn't they like it? That's terrible.
That's too bad.
Well, you know.
I mean, I'm just thinking as an actor, you get all fired up, you know, you do the work, and then they... Mm-hmm. After the fact?
I don't know how far into production they had gotten.
Oh, okay. Like,
I don't think the movie's done. No, it got actually pulled like back in February, something like that. It was supposed to come out actually it was supposed to come out in January, so maybe it is done. Maybe they had some edits to do and then they didn't like it. Because, you know, some of those Friday the 13th movies, which I kind of like the schlocky factor, some of them are so bad that, well, they're almost so bad they're good. But anyways, we have a lot to go over tonight. Here, let me tell you what we're going to be talking about tonight. First of all, we have some news of the week that we're going to be going over. We are going to definitely find out what's going on in the life of our very special guest, Naomi, tonight. Naomi, so great to have you on tonight.
Thank you. Great to be here.
I know. It's just such an honor to have you on. I've loved American Horror Story. Mm-hmm. I loved your performance on American Horror Story. When I first saw you, I was like, who the heck is this? This is not Pepper. There's no way this is Pepper. That's just... Anyways, had her over for a Super Bowl party at my house.
True that.
And it was a
birthday party.
It was a birthday party
like
for you.
It
was just so happened to have a football game on in the background.
Yes, that silly little thing.
I think here we have a comparison photo.
So I think we do have a picture of...
Wow.
Look at that. That is just...
the wonders they
so
do with makeup.
Yeah, how many prosthetic pieces are going on here?
That's a prosthetic nose, brow, two ears, arms, obviously fake teeth, a wacky lens. They shaved my head in that particular season. That was my real hair, that little pigtail.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's dedication.
Which season was that?
What's that?
Which season was that?
So that's season two. Okay. That's when Pepper goes pee. Oh. that's that very moment where she says, Pepper pee. Yeah, so they gave me a wig for that season. Mm. Mostly because I was just, you know, I was having to keep it a secret. And it was very hard for me to go through the rest of my life. You know, I mean, I'd, like, basically had this super conservative little bob my whole life. And then for me to just suddenly, for no apparent reason, just have this Hare Krishna haircut for no reason. You know what I mean? Like, how was I supposed to justify that otherwise? Sure. So,
some religious change.
Right. Although for Freak Show, they actually shaved my head completely and actually gave me a piece each day,
okay.
Which I really appreciated. It's a hard look to rock, especially in July in New Orleans. Like, there's just no point. Like, you don't want a single article of clothing on your,
So you filmed, which season was filmed in New Orleans?
3 and 4.
Oh, seriously?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anyway, I think it was just out of, sort of a courtesy to me, you know, my hubby was an actual bald man, and so it's like kind of not fair for him to be able to like go through his life normally and me very abnormally.
That's very cool. So tell us a little bit about how did you get the part for on American Horror Story?
It was an audition like any other.
I was about to say, I just opened myself up to the answer being, I auditioned.
No, it could have been one of those referrals. You had heard something, you know, like.
Nope. Okay. It was just, you know, my agent called, you got an audition tomorrow. I had never seen the show, so I asked a friend who watches a lot of TV, like, what's this about? And, of course, he filled me in, which did not help at all, because, of course, it's a new season, new show every season. But at least I got kind of an idea of the tone of the show. And it was a two-parter. They had me... Basically, do a little improv. They gave me a ball, and they tried to get me to play with them. And the idea is that they said, as if you were, say, a four-year-old. So there was never any mention of, you know, microcephalia or pinhead or anything like that. And it's just because it's such a secretive show. You know what I mean? The minute they put that out there, every agent and manager in Hollywood knows, oh, jig is up. We know what, you know, AHS is doing this year. So, so they had me do that. And then they also had me do a monologue of Jessica Lange's from season one.
Oh.
Which was kind of, again, weird because I was like,
It's not even a similar character.
Not even close. But, I mean, when you think about it, it's clear they were obviously trying to see, you know, whether I had range, that I could go from, you know, the early playful Pepper to the late evolved alien abducted Pepper. So
now it's been a little while since I watched the two seasons, but Pepper, the show every season is a bit different and the characters rearrange, but your character kind of stays the same though, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So is Pepper the only one that stays like exactly kind of?
Well, I was the first.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody seems
returning
to shuffle.
Character.
Okay, yeah.
But since then there've been a few more that I think are indeed supposed to be the same person. Okay. It's funny, I remember one time when I was coming back for Freak Show, I want to say it was like the day I was getting my head reshaven.
Yeah.
And reshaven? Shaved? Meh. I'm a pinhead. sleep deprived. And I remember seeing Ryan Murphy in the trailer and he said, so are you Pepper or... And I was like... Dude, you tell me. Like, but let's definitely decide because they've got some shears and, you know, I'd like to know before. It's really interesting. I think, what do I know? I'm a pinhead, but, and an actor, no less. We really know nothing. But I think they might have been a little concerned about bringing a character back at first, only because it's a miniseries. And does that make us no longer a miniseries? You know what I mean? Oh, I mean, they like their Emmy Awards.
Oh, yeah. And but your character arc is so interesting when we learn, like, that backstory of how the stories are connected.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that later? Or at what point did you know your character was, you know, that kind of a backstory, and how did that?
I didn't know it until 12 hours before we shot it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I wondered, you know, the whole time I was there on set for that fourth season, thinking, what, you know, there's got to be a reason for me here. You know what I mean? They didn't just transplant me, break all their own rules, you know, bring me on for a whole nother season only to play with string in the corner or deliver the fat lady food. You know what I mean? Like, Ryan Murphy's a genius. Like, so there had to be something up his sleeve, and obviously there was, but they didn't tell me. No,
it was pretty deep.
In fact, I didn't know. Like, I didn't know that Salty was my husband until that episode, that 10th episode. So the whole time when I read it, I was like, like. I probably would have maybe played that differently. I mean, fortunately, they totally justified it. Like, the writers, I mean, I think they even made a line, something to the tune of, you know, their love transcended sex, which is true, because there was definitely no, none of that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I thought he was my twin. So, but, yes. Hey, like I said, they didn't just, you know, throw me under the bus either. So
right.
Appreciate that.
What's it like? I would love to know what it's like working with Ryan Murphy. He just seems like this creative fount of just so much energy.
Yeah. You know? I feel like he sees things that the naked eye doesn't. You know what I mean? Like I remember like seeing him in Video Village, which, you know, it's a little like little area of set where they're watching the monitors. It's
where all the monitors are when you're on set, yeah.
And he's like, we need more wind. We need, you know. And I'm like, what? Like, you know, Jessica Lange is acting her butt off. There's, you know, she's winning an Emmy before our eyes, and that's what you're looking at. Like, it's, but that's what makes him such a genius, that he sees things like lack of wind and adds wind.
That's awesome. Derek, you have a little bit of a connection, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Naomi and I go way back. We've got a special bond as former castmates, you know. No, I was back when I was new to LA and was doing background gigs whenever I could get them. One of my really fun ones was in season 2 of American Horror Story, Asylum, where I was in.
I'm sure you're.
So I was in the flashback scene where you're finding out the origins of the killer Bloody Face, and I'm one of the other med students who's laughing at him. So I helped create a serial killer. You're welcome. Yeah.
Seriously. Wow. Cool.
Well, we've got to ask, though. Is there any way that Pepper would be back?
I am the last person.
They don't tell you anything.
I don't know. I mean, I love it. You know, I'm not, like, partial to having hair.
Bring back Pepper. But, let's start the campaign.
I mean, I personally, I don't see it happening, only because they've been there, done that, you know, and that's their whole thing. They like to kind of keep us on our toes and not repeat themselves. And I think that's the one thing that we can always count on from American Horror Story is every season, you know, they're constantly surprising us. So,
so if they brought you back to play a different character, is there any kind of character you'd be excited to play?
Well, and they just might do that. That would be cool.
I would like to have hair if I could. So hairy character? Yeah.
A very hairy clown.
Well, they like their clowns over there, that's for sure.
So what other stuff are you working on now? Is there anything you can tell us
about,
or can we jump to that yet?
We're going
to
jump into the movie section a little bit, because I know you've been working on quite a few films that we would love to talk about. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
That's okay. It's okay.
Trying to keep our sections sectioned. But anyways, what about television projects? Anything else coming up for you in TV?
No.
Oh.
Get on Twitter.
All right. Come on, guys.
Let them know.
Oh, she's got a ton of film projects.
Tweet
at
Ryan Murphy. Tell him to cast her in American Horror Story again.
Yep. I mean, it is how it works.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, don't say I know so. But, I mean, that's why I came back for season 4, is that, you know, we shoot about, or at least at the time, about 5 episodes ahead of the viewing public. So when I went pee, everybody was like, well, where did Pepper go? And we hadn't even shot my return by the time I left
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So people were asking, well, what happened? Did you fall in? And I legitimately did not know. I thought maybe I'd, you know, sucked and, you know, they'd written me off. Who knows? You know, when I think they're writing it as they go. Like, we don't know how the show's going to end. Like, I remember on Freak Show, after I left, I was texting my freak friends, like, so what happened? Like, who's alive? Who's dead? Yeah. What's going on?
And those shows seem to be, like each of those seasons, it seems like either the episode before the final episode or two episodes in, you feel like he's ended the season. Then all of a sudden, it goes in like a brand new direction. It seems like it happens every year. It doesn't feel like an ending, and then all of a sudden, he goes into another direction. And it's kind of interesting the way he does that.
I have to rewatch.
Okay. You've got to have noticed that. Like, remember, like, first season with The Haunted House?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where they actually finished everything, and then they had this final episode, which was the nice Christmas get-together.
Well, but it was the reveal. Oh, there.
That wasn't.
Yeah.
As sweet as a Charlie Brown Christmas. Just about.
Well, then Asylum, if I remember correctly, the very last episode was all set, like, 30 or 40 years after.
Yes, it was the reporter, Sarah Paulson. She was doing a book signing, later.
Right.
It was like a whole different story. Mm-hmm. And then it was very cool the way they did that. And same thing with Roanoke last year.
I was going to say, I haven't finished that one
Don't
yet.
Tell. Okay. Don't talk about it. Okay.
We got some questions from some viewers.
Yay.
Oh, really?
So we have a Mr. Brad, who you may or may not know, wanting to know about you singing the singing episode with Jessica Lange, what that was like.
What was the name of the song?
They sang the Banana Fana song.
No, yeah, the name game. That was probably one of my favorite days of my life. Just because I got to just let my freak flag fly, like, truly. I remember once the second AD or whatever came over, you know, one of those bullhorns, because there were so many of us. And although I could only see half of them because I had that fake lens. I remember at one point my eye was so tired they took it out. And I was like, wow, there's a ton of people in here. Huh. But, she shouted out, everyone can go bigger except Pepper. Which is hilarious. Like, that's so me. Like, I'm always kind of just, like, going balls to the wall. And this was the one chance where I could go there.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, nobody was telling me to, you know, take
it's
it down.
It's probably great to hear a direction like that,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Everybody else needs to fix this.
Yeah.
But except you. You're
do
going
what
it
she's
right.
doing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And speaking of that, like, your character has so much crazy physicality. Mm. How fun was that for you? And then did you do anything specific to get in that mode? And then also you can't really talk too, so
right.
you know.
No, I mean that's my jam. Like, if I were to get to do another character, I mean, I joke, I'd like to be hairy. that's my thing, is really physical character. I really just sort of I studied Schlitzie, the character that, of course, the real live microcephalic that Pepper was modeled after. Mm-hmm. And you know, I just kind of took that on. It was exhausting. Like, I,
sure.
you know, I have to
get a
do some yoga
to
get back to normal. But I can't remember what the rest of your question was. But
I don't know if you approach it any differently in terms of an actor, you know.
I think I kind of go from the outside in. Like, I get the physicality, and then I think about, like, okay, so if I look and feel like this, like, what's the inner what's the inside going on? Like, there's a reason for it all. Like, it all, you know, it's all connected.
Sure.
So
nice.
Well, that's awesome. That I love hearing about American Horror Show. I as a non-actor, hearing about how actors get ready for such crazy parts is always so interesting to me, to see a world into that. We are going to actually jump into something else, and then we're going to come back and talk about films in just a little bit. But, Derek, we have a lot of conventions, horror conventions that are coming up. And then, Naomi, you have some appearances that I would love to hear more about as well. So,
okay.
Derek, you can go ahead.
Okay, so let's go through the bulletin board really quickly. On October 20th and 22nd in Evans City, Pennsylvania, there's The Living Dead Weekend, which I'm sure is zombie-themed.
Yep, it is.
And that same weekend in Long Beach, California, the Long Beach Zombie Fest and
Love Horror Zombies.
Fest. And then in October 27th through 29th in Orlando, the largest horror convention in the U.S., Spooky Empire.
I've been to that one.
Have you really?
Yeah, it's really fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, they do that twice a year. in May.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then that same weekend, October 27th through 29th, Chattanooga is HoloCon. Mm-hmm. And then again, October 27th through 29th in Atlanta is Walker Stalker Con, which usually there's a big Walking Dead presence there.
Right. Yeah. It's mainly Walking Dead. It's mainly the Walking Dead, And so that's a big one that is happening in October.
All right. And then, again, October 27th through 29th in San Jose, the famous Monsters of Filmland Bash.
Right.
Now, that sounds like my kind of horror convention, if it's Monsters of Filmland.
It is. It's going to be great. It's all the classic Universal monsters, the new monsters. It's got a lot of stuff going on. And those guys, it sounds like if I was in town for that, I would... I am in town now. I was supposed to be out of town then, but we'll see. We'll see what happens then.
Maybe, that's also maybe that'd be a good weekend to go visit my in-laws or something.
That's also Stanley's LA Comic Con. So
that's right.
Oh, it's hard to get out of town that week. No, but you have some other conventions that you're going to be
hitting up. So are these just what's happening in October?
Well, yours go out beyond that, and we'd love to hear those. We're going to start talking about beyond October. We're trying to get everybody excited for Halloween. So we're kind of leading up to Halloween, but you have some things that you were telling us about.
So, the weekend after, that's November 4th and 5th, I'm at Contamination in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And then...
I think you said you're at Tallahassee... Comic-Con, December.
That's like the first weekend of December.
Right, right.
And actually, that happens to be the same weekend that film, a movie I just did, The Accidental Zombie Named Ted.
what'd you call it? Is that the zombie?
Maybe that's just a working title because I can't seem to say it.
You described it earlier as a zombie.
A zombity.
Yeah. Nice.
That's going to premiere that same weekend in Florida.
Oh, that's...
Where, you know... close to Tallahassee, so that's
awesome.
Cool. Yeah,
and then you're flying out of the country for a real cool one.
Yeah, I've got it's called In the Nightmare, and it's in Paris. It's a AHS specific Comic-Con.
Awesome.
Yeah, which is really cool. Because, Walking Dead has theirs, and so...
Our story by now should have theirs, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. And speaking of events, last weekend, Carrie was the best host I've ever had in a haunted attraction.
Bow. I'm like, huh.
We have some cool pictures. We've been having a few technical difficulties tonight. I think Mr. Producer has gotten it all straightened up, but this very first picture. So Carrie, we went to Not Scary Farm with Carrie, myself, and Cheeseman, and we had the best time ever, one of the best experiences ever in a haunted attraction.
We dressed up like Eli Roth and Marilyn Manson. I'm
Marilyn Manson.
No, this is a 2010. I worked at Not Scary Farm 2008, 9.
That is Carrie, by the way.
That's me, the vampire. It was so much fun, and Eli Roth and Marilyn Manson walked through the maze and got an awesome photo with them.
I think it's the most awesome thing ever.
It was so cool. And it was, working there, I had worked at Not Scary Farm for 3 years, and I've attended every single year since 2004, except for the years I worked there, so I know the park very well. And I've gone other times, so that's why I would say I'm an excellent guide of where to go.
Oh, it was so great.
And plan. I'm like, we did all the mazes. We saw all the shows.
She did not pay for parking.
It was
parking.
So fun.
Even
and
had
I didn't
time for rides.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
So you guys at the end,
At the end, we did some rides. And I was like, that doesn't usually happen when I do haunted
attractions. Took you places you didn't know there were in the park, like the underneath the bridge, railway.
That was one of the creepiest parts of the thing, though. So let's talk a little bit about what we did that night.
We have some
cool photos. There's the beginning of the night when there was still
good
sunlight.
Group. Yay.
And that was before times. What was the first?
Oh, Elvira's show. Here we go. That was, I thought it was really good this year.
And I think this is her final show, right?
That's what you were saying. At Not Scary Farm. She's been doing it at Not Scary Farm for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And having attended for so many years, they did a really cool thing where they had the dancers on the end and they did water from the ceiling on them, which is kind of a throwback to a show I don't know how many years ago, but that was so cool. I'm like, oh, they brought it back.
That's the first time I've ever seen her perform. I used to watch her
she's still amazing too.
Horror hosting, so which good. I loved when she was a horror host, and then this show she was so freaking good.
So funny. Yeah. Still amazing dancer.
And they're
singing.
I just thought that was an awesome shot that you took there of the giant pumpkins.
I love the decorations there. Yeah. It's just super fun. So this is that's actually where the hanging used to be. The hanging's moved over
way
to
up
the
there?
Side. No, they used to have a stage where those pumpkins are.
Oh, wow.
That used to be like a stage area, but they moved the hanging a little bit, just a little bit to the side. Mm-hmm. Same kind of courtyard, but I think it's maybe just a better traffic flow / area. Yeah, it'd be better traffic flow having people over there.
The hangings there could definitely teach Halloween Horror Nights a lesson, because they stopped the Bill and Ted thing, but it had the same kind of vibe.
This was this. And do we have any more pictures, or was that the? Oh, okay.
Right. We'll have to tweet them more.
We have a lot of pictures.
Yeah,
Gary
hanging
has a
was
lot.
Really good this year. So the hanging, if you guys aren't familiar, it's a pop culture show where they hang a generally somebody of recent pop culture, and it's like Wild West theme, and it's the people of Calico, and there's a sheriff and everything, and they just make fun of things that have happened throughout the year, seriously. Funny. And
who's hung? I'm curious.
Well.
Did you know who it was?
I've got a couple folks.
Well, yeah, I had to
explain to my friends.
You had explained to me who it was as
I
well.
I had explained to Laura.
It's usually
yeah.
like the most irritating,
like
frustrating
stupidest thing over the year.
Of the year, and because of Secret Service, it could not be a political figure. Just throw that out there.
That's a shame.
Yeah, they don't do that. It's generally
done
like
that last year, anyway.
Like one year, it was like Pikachu, or like it's just things that are kind of like dumb throughout the year. And actually, the thing I really appreciate about this year is they really kind of touched upon of like how dumb pop culture has kind of been, and it's all about like just wanting attention and like our obsession with the media. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, you guys like really, they do a really good job of changing it up to current events as well too.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And we probably shouldn't give away who it
was. No, I don't
want
to give it
away. Okay, because that'll ruin it for
we'll
people.
We'll tell you after.
We'll tell you afterwards.
Okay.
But it was really good. And the reason Luke was, why were you talking about it could teach Bill and Ted a thing?
Well, they stopped doing that here. They just do the,
oh, they're equally
Jabba
offensive,
walkies.
Too. That's the other thing.
Yeah, Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
I think this one was almost more offensive, but they still were ballsy enough
a lot
to keep
of punching
doing
each
it.
Other.
I mean, it was just like
blood splatter.
Oh, it's a stunt show, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. It's not just like making fun of pop culture. There's like stunts, and they're really good, too.
Yeah.
And like fun for show. Those who don't know, Halloween Horror Nights here in California stopped doing their Bill and Ted show, I think, 2 or 3 years ago.
I love that show. That was a good show, too.
And we are traveling
first
to...
First they got too drunk, and then they got too offended.
Yeah.
All the fun's taken
And then,
away.
So we're going to Orlando, and we're going to see the final production of Bill and Ted this year. So it's stopping in Orlando as well. So
they're
going
to offend everybody, especially since it's the last
that
night.
The
I'm
last
sure
one.
They're just going to...
By the way, we're seeing it on the final night. That they
perfect.
Ever and the final performance they ever do. So we're going like in November actually because the hurricanes bumped our trip a little bit, so we had to move our trip back a little bit.
Well, some of the horror theme parks continue into like November, and it's also kind of Day of the Dead timing, so it works. Sure.
So Carrie, if you can walk us through some of the attractions that we did, and Luke, you jump in and tell me what you thought about them.
That was the other thing. This year, the mazes are really good.
I was really impressed.
The thing that's great is anybody who's returning, they've changed up some of them a little bit, like Trick or Treat's actually in the dark, and you get a flashlight that does stuff. So
that was
that
amazing.
Was cool.
That was probably my favorite concept they've ever done, because it kind of made you feel like you're part of it and picking where your eyes would go
exactly.
and everything. So I did like the thing Fox that people Mulder. Hate where I kind of tried to get purposely lost, so I'm just like in the dark with a flashlight and got the real full experience. And that even like would flicker on and off.
There were parts where they
like
would control your flashlight and it would start going off and you're left in the dark.
Yep.
It was It was great. It was a great experience.
So it was a great way to reinvent a maze, which it's generally the same walkthrough, but how you experience it is completely different. The voodoo maze, completely redesigned. Love the new design. You're really fully immersed in it. Before
Jim got lost.
Yeah.
I did.
Hey, come back
that.
Here.
I mean, there was this one section where it kind of split off, and I went down there, and then the maze monster guy, the voodoo guy, hey, had to come running down
did
there.
You keep
you're
running
going
away?
The wrong way. Yeah.
You know what? Actually, funny story.
I start running. You're like, what do you expect?
No,
a maze monster is chasing you.
Chased,
you don't know you're supposed
you
to stop
right
and
place.
Talk to him.
I have seen that happen when I worked at Nascar. Farm, and there was a guy who he's super tall, and he had his own mask that looked so good. Like pretty much looked like he skinned his face, and it was like fitted. Like it's not like a cheap one; it's a really nice one. Because some of the monsters they get their own things. So he scared a girl in our maze, and it was Club Blood, if anybody remembers that one. Woohoo! She scared this girl. She ran and hit a wall and fell over, and then. He like goes down to lean over and like, do you need help? But you can't like talk through the mask. So he's like, do you need help? She's like, ah! So at that time I was a blackout, which is the people like making sure you're going the right way. He came over and he's like, there's a girl who needs help. Can you come over here? And I'm like, yeah, okay.
But that
so
one
it does happen.
I loved it. What about the shoot 'em up? The
zombie maze was good this year too. It's like infected.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Wait.
Special ops infected, yes.
That one's really kind of cool because they give you a gun and you're running through. It's the only maze where you get to, like, run, kind of. And I do this
the
in air quotes for people,
like,
listening.
Collars on.
That light up, like, you've
so
shot
cool.
them or not.
Them.
Wow.
And it's like a. Like a laser pointer kind of gun and
Buzz Lightyear, but with dead people.
Yeah.
I'm really intrigued.
And I guess you can die too. Suppose or the gun can say you can have bites or whatever.
It's unlimited ammo now. They used to do it where it wasn't unlimited, which sucked because I remember one year I did it and I'm like, I'm out. I can't do anything. But they changed it. It's now unlimited ammo. But you can start dying, like if they get too close to you.
Mm-hmm. I think I killed like 12 or more.
But those zombies, like, those actors are doing an amazing job. Like, because there are some that don't have the collars, but they would fully react. Like,
you shoot them, and they go down.
And they jumped back.
It was awesome.
So good.
Yeah, so cool.
And then, what was one of your favorite mazes?
Well, we pretty much already said my two favorite, but I feel like this is the future of what they could be, because it kind of puts you more in it, not just like, okay.
It's nice to have the variety.
But you feel like you're more active or, like, in the movie, kind of.
Yeah.
Not in the movie, but, like, in the horror moment or whatever. So, like, with the flashlight or with the gun. Those are my favorite because I haven't experienced anything like that. And it was something new. And
I've never experienced it.
Other places, like, you know, Halloween Horror Nights may try stuff like that maybe eventually.
Well, you know, someone else is already trying the flashlight. A friend of mine, Jose, if you're out there, he went to Six Flags Fright Fest this past weekend, and they're doing something similar with their a flashlight maze where it takes you through and they go out a little bit. So maybe it's the new thing.
I'm blanking the name on the pumpkin one. There's pumpkin
Pumpkin Eater.
That one right by the beginning, really good.
Loved
it. It's also great new design. That's
a
brand
pumpkins.
New maze.
I love pumpkins. My favorite part of Halloween.
And Dark Ride was really good, too. I like that. That was the middle. And I do suggest generally go all the way to the back and work your way forward, or go all the way to the left because there's like five mazes on the left hand side. So once you get those all done, then you can.
Carrie was really good. Like you said, okay, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna go here. We're gonna do this way. Go there. We'll take a break here for bathrooms, and we go this way. I mean,
and you'll even have time for a beer.
Yeah,
and to see both shows. I love the show.
We saw both the shows.
Both shows. Yeah,
The Hanging and Elvira.
Yeah,
and. Grant, it was kind of cool because we got in and Elvira started, like, it's almost like they were holding the show for us. 10 seconds after we sat down, ta-da, it started.
Oh, yeah, that one they start on time. That is a slight warning. Don't show up late. We had some friends who couldn't make it in because if you're, like, they shut the doors.
And they had some cool, the scare zones as well. The ghost town streets with the really foggy section.
I took you guys through that. I'm like, we're going to make a loop-de-loop just so you can walk through the fog.
That was great. The Hollow, they also had the Hollow. They had Carn Evil with all the crazy.
The clowns.
The clowns were scary. That section was my least scary part because it was so wide open. It's hard to cover all that ground.
Those people are probably the hardest ones who work there because there's no cover, there's no fog, and it's well lit. It was a little darker this year, which is good, but it's just this open expanse, like, boardwalk area. Mm-hmm. And so there's nowhere for them to, like, peek out at you, so they did a great job. And the Camp Snoopy area is a scare zone again. That one, that's where the shooting used to be. The shooting maze used to be over there, the zombie one. But now it's a scare zone again, and it's kind of like this mythical witch hunt thing, which I like that. That was really cool.
But the zombie sliding people, sliders. The sliders. It was cool when you saw them over in the ghost town area with all this fog, because they would start sliding and you would see the sparks sparking off their knee pads as they're sliding. I got some video of that. That was really cool. Okay, so
starting November 18th, you can visit Knott's Merry Farm, which is what I like because it's Christmas and it's happy and comforting and safe.
All right, so back to horror. Anyways, if you have not yet gone to Knott's Scary Farm, go to it. It is.
Oh, actually, quick recommendation as well. Go on. The actual park opens at like 7, but if you go at about 6:30. Oh, new thing. They have security metal detectors now, so just allow a little bit of extra time for that instead of checking you right before the gate.
And don't take a pocket knife.
Well, that's probably a thing, but some people, yeah. But no, they used to have it before where the ticket booths are, and then they would wand you there. So they've moved the metal detectors further back, which is kind of nice because it's less congestion. But we got in at about like 6:15, and there was like nobody. They'll let you in, but they have a rope up. But it's nice because you could get like right to the front and go right through a maze, like the pumpkin maze. So anyway, get there at about like 6:30 to really be early at the front of a group.
You're like a horror. You're like a cruise director for.
She is.
My friend was like, I'm like, what? Like, I'm not this organized about anything. Like,
my friends were like, it's horror Siri.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's so funny.
We just followed her around. We crashed her time there.
We have two things we need to hit. We're going to close out on the horror movies, but before we do the horror movies, because there is something that every time a person is first time on our show, Carrie, you let me forget so almost tonight. I'm kidding. You know. Mm. You know the when did it start for you?
I did it.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's my fault. You usually remind me. I'm really bad at remembering these things.
No, she's our new person.
You are our new person tonight, so we always ask, when did it start for you? When did your love of horror movies? Because you have become known as, you're kind of like a modern scream queen in a way, so which is kind of great.
Speaking of Ryan Murphy,
my love of horror movies started when they started loving me.
That's a good
I'll
answer,
be honest,
huh?
Which wasn't that long ago, really. I mean, I've just really been into storytelling. So, you know, I was a, you know, theater major in college and, kind of, you know, I mean, I studied Chekhov and Ibsen and like real, you know, drama. And, when I first moved to Los Angeles, I just figured, oh, this business is so hard. Like I should find my niche, you know, you gotta get a gimmick. Mm-hmm. So, I really kind of, threw myself into the comedy scene, actually, which, in a way, they're kind of parallel. You know what I mean? Like, let's face it, Pepper, if you take her just a little bit over, you know, she's kind of hilarious. You know what I mean? There's, like, a very a delicate dance between funny and
horror. Comedy's a whole genre, too.
Right. But I do think that comedy and horror both really celebrate these kind of over the top characters. Mm-hmm. So it's
Freddy inspire you? Because he's got a perfect mix of comedy.
Yeah,
and
I mean, that's a perfect example, actually. So I think that it's kind of like no wonder. Like I think, I mean, obviously I'm biased, but I think the American Horror Story casting office, you know, deserves some props because, you know,
oh, heck, they
went out of the box, you know, when thought of me. But it makes total sense. Like, obviously you're not going to cast like a Kathy Bates in the role of Pepper. Like, if you're paying a premium for her, you're not going to cover that with prosthetics. You know, they needed kind of a no name at the time, and and yet, you know, someone with an improv background who's willing to kind of really go there, like a comedian.
Because it was kind of really a physical role, wasn't it?
Yeah. But so consequently, I honestly wasn't in the horror per se. I mean, I'm not saying I didn't go to plenty of slumber parties and watch Freddy Krueger in my day, but I didn't really seek that. Mm-hmm. Like I sought good acting and hilarious stories and just good storytelling. And, you know, and it just so happens that American Horror Story is all that.
It is all that. And we're going to hear about your movie in just 1 second. But right before we do, Cheeseman on the Couch, you have a video that you would like to share a little bit with us. And
locations?
The locations video, not the Scare Jim video.
Come on, we went Scare Jim. No. We'll show that.
So, Anthony, we're going to just kind of show just a couple of minutes of this while he talks about what's going on here. We've been having ghosts in the gremlins. Oh, here you go. Start talking about what we're seeing here.
So yeah, Jim here went around to just different locations filming the spots where some of the iconic locations, put the address there for people and also kind of showing the clips of the movie and then kind of transitioning and creating our own.
We went and found Michael Myers and we asked him to give us a tour of his neighborhood.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he reluctantly, you know.
And then did you ask him to talk like Shrek after that?
Yeah, he did not talk like Shrek like that. He was all confused. And anyways, so
I still think I was a real cut up. He was afraid someone probably shoot me if I'm walking around with a knife in a neighborhood. It's a fake knife, but it's going to be creepy if someone's carrying a weapon.
Especially at nighttime. Okay, there's a part of this, and we'll see if we get to it. You start approaching people like this. And
that is the best place to go. This is Lori's
house. We met the
owners
of the house this past weekend.
They're very friendly, where they even have pumpkins on their porch, and they encourage people to go out and sit where she did.
By the way, we're talking about the 1978 movie Halloween, for those of you who are listening. We are going through a couple of scenes here of actual locations, what it used to look like in the film and what it looks like today. So we went ahead and went through 7 or 8 different locations.
Which could be on the new Halloween, because they're going to pick up from the first one we just found out recently.
Right.
So, yeah, this is the school scene right here.
Yeah, the elementary school. Yeah, we don't have a little boy. We've decided not to get a little boy to shit around
it's
there.
It's like seeing those photos of then and now kind of thing. So, yeah.
And then there's his scary car that usually needs to be washed. But
towards the end, I don't know if we'll quite get there, but they changed the they moved the Myers house from its original location. But it still has the same look, but...
Most of this was shot in South Pasadena. There were a couple of scenes that were shot over in Hollywood, the actual house where he committed the murders. I don't think we're, like, giving any spoilers away to say, yeah, he killed a bunch of teenagers who were babysitting. Oh, I know.
Oh, is that what happened in that movie?
Well, no, look, so here's, for those of you who are watching, this is the house then, and this is what it looks like now. They've really built it up. And this is the scene I was really afraid of for Luke. Because I'm like...
Yeah, neighbors were looking out the windows, turning off lights.
Creeping around someone's house at nighttime.
I'm just, like, out there staring at the windows.
They must know that people are going to do that,
They do. They do. And what's crazy is the house, like, in South Pasadena...
Look at that, two of me. How did I do that?
It's movie magic.
Movie magic. So, yeah, here's the original house there.
And so we are kind of going to... this is cool. We'll go to the end of it. So if you guys haven't been to South Pasadena, that's where they have most of the locations.
That, and then right before this was the Hollywood locations. And there are more locations we didn't show. We just kind of stuck with kind of seven of the main ones for this. But there's the hardware store, the establishing shot of the neighborhood, the gravesite.
That's what it looks like now. It sits right in front of a train track. And if you go out this coming next couple of weekends, they are having a special Michael Myers photography and art exhibit. Kim Gottlieb, who was the on-set photographer for Michael Myers, her artwork is being shown right behind the Michael Myers house right
now.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, and other art and things as well. And they show movies and all that on the weekends.
Yeah.
So. Real nice, friendly people there.
So we had a lot of fun doing that. And that was basically just because we're horror movie buffs. And my favorite horror movie of all time is...
Nike the movie.
I'm wearing the shirt right now. Is Michael Myers, Just Do It. I'm not advocating bad things, but, you know... Basketball. Michael Myers just plays some basketball. So there is Michael finishing it out. So anyways, so we would love
but
you guys.
But would probably beat Michael Jordan, though.
Michael Myers versus Michael Jordan. Ooh, Michael that's Jordan. What we should have done in our matchup this week.
Just because you're sure. Yeah.
So anyways, so that we encourage you to go check that out. Check out these movie sites. And again, the one where Jamie Lee Curtis sits on the front porch with the pumpkin. The owners of the house have put a bunch of pumpkins out, and they encourage you to come up to their porch, grab a pumpkin.
That is
cool. They even, this past weekend, were sitting out on the porch giving out candy and saying happy Halloween to people. And we asked them, we said, so, did you know that this was the house? And they said, no, we had no idea. Were you fans?
Wow.
They said, we weren't really fans, but now we are. Now the guy...
Yeah, you can either be the cranky people or be the people that embrace it, and they chose to...
They embraced it.
They embraced it and everything. And then if you look next door, we didn't put that on the video either, but the neighbor has a mannequin of Michael Myers in the window looking at his house. So if you go there too, especially at night, it's really creepy because... You'll see like a full-size Michael Myers just staring out the window at you.
And if you're down in Hollywood at the Michael Myers house, one street over is the Freddy Krueger house.
Yeah. You have to cross the street kind of...
Kitty corner, yeah.
Yeah, but they're fairly close together.
Still has the red door, right? Yeah. Or did they change the color of the door?
I think it was. We went at night, though, but...
And across the street from the Freddy Krueger house, you know where Johnny Depp dies? You see up in the window. Last year, they put the silhouette of Freddy Krueger up there, you know, killing. So it's these people are really having a lot of fun with their movie set locations. And American Horror Story filmed in the Michael Myers babysitting
and
killer.
Tommy Doyle's house.
Tommy Doyle's house this year. Mm-hmm. Ryan Murphy was over there, so it's kind of cool. Anyways, Luke, good job on that video.
Good job filming. I was Michael. And don't go alone, because then people are going to be like, is this person crazy? But at least if you have someone filming you or you're in a group.
Full disclosure, if you do go to these houses to look, do not bother people. Don't drive them crazy. Try to go in the daylight. Don't be idiots like us and go in the middle of the night when all the lights come on and people are like,
don't go up on their porch. Unless it's the Laurie Strode house, because they have the pumpkins on the porch.
And then still be polite.
Be polite.
Speaking of movies.
And don't steal the pumpkins, because that did happen once.
Oh.
Yeah.
We learned from Trick or Treat, don't steal or destroy the pumpkins. Sam will get you.
Especially at the Michael Myers house. He's going to get you. So speaking of Michael Myers, my favorite all-time movie villain, horror movie villain. My favorite horror movie of all time is Halloween. I hear it's coming back out in theaters this year. But Derek, you provided us with a list of films, a viewing list. Since this is October... And Derek is not a giant horror movie fan. So
kind of like Naomi was saying, I like good storytelling, and I've only... as an adult, kind of gotten into some horror movies that people have told me that, you know, this one's really just well done as a film and the storytelling and acting are good. But Halloween is one of those that I've just never seen.
Yep.
For one, it was...
You still haven't seen it?
I still haven't seen it. I figure I'll watch it with you guys.
You're coming over. We're going to watch this movie
this
year.
Did a reaction video see me getting scared?
I don't know if I've seen it either.
You can live
Naomi, I'm coming through.
Yes, you should come over.
I know. People are like, what?
All right, I've seen Halloween. The first Halloween, like, that's I don't, kind of it. Yeah, I think I just saw the first one.
I want to make an event out of it if I do watch it.
It will be.
What's weird is, like, I know all these guys, though. You know what I mean? I know the Mike Myers. I know the Eddie Munsters. And the, like, these are the, my people now. These are my homies. And, like, I don't even know their jokes. Yeah.
Same here. You know, after my role in American Horror Story,
your other career,
right? No, but yeah, there's, let's
so
see, what else?
So these are ones you have not seen.
I have a long list of movies I've never seen.
These
are
movies you have not seen.
Movies.
And tell you what, our collective consciousness. Mm-hmm.
We're going to all, like, be shocked.
We will shock. But we'll tell you, because you do have a lot of movies
on here. We
should
have more candy so we can throw candy at them for everyone who hasn't seen it.
How about this? Take us through your movie list, and we'll let, because you're not going to be able to probably see all these, we'll let you know which ones are probably your best.
Let's see. Well, we said Halloween, The Exorcist.
You can't miss that.
I did listen to the audiobook of the novel, and I was like, this is really a very beautiful story of redemption. Anyway.
I have not seen that all the way through either.
Really?
We were watching it last year, and Luke stopped at the spider walk scene. Ago. It just freaked him out.
So. It's good. It's a good one.
The demonic stuff kind of freaks me out.
Yeah.
Mm.
Child's Play.
Yep. Good one.
Never seen those.
I've seen them on TV, but I don't think I've seen the unedited.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen
way better.
Well, I did, because I remember the
Hello,
bones
Andy.
Breaking.
Yeah.
I've never seen Children of the Corn.
That one's cool.
That's a classic,
either.
It's on Hulu right now, and I was like, I could watch this, but then I thought, no, I'll wait, and maybe I'll watch it with the Scare Guys.
I haven't seen
Voice of Anthony.
I said I haven't seen that one either. I haven't seen it.
I think they've got, like, 8 sequels or something.
Yeah, they have so many. Just watch the first one.
Stephen King, which I think Stephen King's fascinating. I think he's a really good writer. Also Stephen King, I've never seen It, either version.
Well, you didn't see the new one?
You didn't see the new one?
No, I still haven't watched it.
What's?
You got us a poster. And you didn't even see it?
Yeah, go watch both of them.
I was able to get you a free poster.
They're not so
and you read the script, too. Right?
Why not? Wait.
Just go watch them both, because they're not so similar that you'll feel like you just saw it.
Let's see. And then what I have not seen all of, but I did see a lot of, is Lost Boys.
I was going to say, I'm like,
oh my gosh.
See that one yet?
That's one of my top 3 films of any genre of all time.
You wore
Lost
Boys.
Boys
shirt.
Yeah, I know. You've worn that
it's
Lost Boys shirt.
Movie.
They're having a midnight screening of Lost Boys in November next month. And
I'll go to that with you guys then.
We'll see. What's this on the list? Is Friday the 13th? Is Friday the 13th on your list?
No, I saw that just recently, actually.
Yay.
Which you can see this Friday as well with Nerds Like Us.
This Friday, if you're in anywhere in Hollywood.
Not us, but a great company, Bernie.
Yeah. Bernie Bragman and Nerds Like Us are sponsoring
Theater,
a midnight showing of Friday the 13th at the Vista Theater. We will have the link in our page, or you can go to Facebook and search for Nerds Like Us, and it'll have all the information right there.
Are you going to be in costume?
I will be there.
All right. My friend's mother was in that.
Nice.
In the original Friday the 13th, a girl that I went to college with, her mom was one of the cast members, and she was like our theater mom, so like all the theater
kids. Mm-hmm. Voorhees,
did she die? I'm sure.
Yes.
Okay.
But she was a very nice lady. Anyway, that's I would talk to her, and I'm like, I've still not seen the movie, but now I have.
Actors love that, by the way. That's like my favorite thing when somebody's watching. Yeah. I don't know who you are, but like,
but I
don't know who you are either.
I hear that you're right.
Even. Like,
yeah,
that's a great opener. Well, I guess we have nothing to talk about. Oh, or worst, even I'm sorry. Worst is when they walk up and they're so excited. You don't know. You don't remember me. Like, great, you shame me. I haven't even said anything, and now I feel bad.
Aww.
Like, I meet a lot of guys in black T-shirts. All right, like,
what they need to do is they need to start with, you probably don't remember me, but I met you here.
There you go,
and then it helps
Thank
the person.
You. See, now we're doing like a public service for horror fans.
For
like,
actors.
This is what you say.
What you do to them. Mm-hmm.
Sorry,
almost Eric.
Okay, Evil Dead.
Yes.
I saw Army of Darkness.
Go watch the first two. Yeah.
But I've never seen Evil Dead or Evil Dead 2.
Go watch them.
Just so you know, Evil Dead, the first one, tonally is very different than the second one.
Yes.
They're both
totally.
Mm-hmm. Not totally.
Totally. Halloween.
Halloween. Totally. Remember in Halloween? Totally. Totally. Oh, by the way, Mr. Producer Anthony, speak of my most favorite movie of all time, Halloween, which Derek is going to see. Isn't Mr. John Carpenter doing a public event here in LA real soon?
Yeah, actually, yeah, Golden Apple Comics off of Melrose Avenue.
Good mm-hmm. spot.
Yeah, so he's doing a signing along with Sandy King Carpenter, Tim Bradstreet, Steve Niles, Dwayne Strzenski, mm-hmm. James Ninnitz, David J. Shao, Cat Staggs, Amanda Diver, and Derek Robertson, and possibly more. So for $35, you get the comic books, and you get it signed, and it's a bloody variant, along with it's a limit of 200. You get autographs from all book contributors, including my man John Carpenter, and one personal item you can bring to get signed, as well as one raffle ticket to win a pair of tickets to go see John Carpenter perform live in concert.
Which is on Halloween night. Wow.
Which is Halloween night, exactly.
Yeah.
So you get all that good, all those goodies, and you get to probably shake hands with them and all those people for only $35. And I just bought my ticket today, and I already know the item that I'm going to take, and
what?
I'm so psyched.
What?
I actually bought a...
It's the original.
Head. No, I wish, but it's the head of Norris from the defib scene from The Thing when his head is crawling away.
You bought that?
So it's a drawing that I bought at Comic-Con when I went this past year.
Speaking of drawings.
And I want John to sign it. Yeah, so that's what I'm going to be taking.
By the way, spoilers, because The Thing is also on my list.
Oh, dear. Okay.
And when is this thing,
yeah, when is
Anthony?
It?
Right, so this is next weekend on the 21st, October 21st, and it's between 1
Saturday.
P.m. to 3 p.m. on the Saturday, yeah.
Fan-freaking-tastic. That sounds awesome.
That's pretty amazing.
I was going to say, keep going and just list them. Like,
yeah, let's them quickly.
Yeah, rapid fire.
Okay, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes.
Never saw, just had a weird dream about it. Amityville Horror, The Omen, The Thing, The Fog. Somebody told me Salem's Lot and Dawn of the Dead.
Okay, cool. Those are the ones that you are ones you have never seen, right?
Old right,
ones.
I've never seen those.
Those are the older ones that you've never seen. You have to see The Thing, which is just a classic.
Okay, I'll circle it.
Well, there's none of them on there that are bad. If he had to miss any, I don't know. I can let you borrow Amityville Horror.
We'll figure it out.
Two versions of it.
We'll figure it out and we'll watch some of these together.
Nice. You saw Nightmare on Elm Street.
I did. I saw that just recently, too.
Yay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's the next part of your list?
You said some new ones.
More recent ones I've never seen. The Conjuring, The Exorcism of Emily Rose, Sinister, Insidious, The Babadook, and The Grudge.
Mm-hmm.
And
The Purge.
I haven't seen The Purge.
Any of The Purges.
I'll be honest with you.
I know. I really want to see
that. I haven't seen any of The Purges, and I have not seen Babadook, which I...
go watch. I personally like the short better. There's a short film Babadook of the
short?
Babadook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I've heard it more of Babadook. But,
oh, Babadook. Okay. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you can look it up online, and there's the short film that is, you know, that led to the feature length, and I personally like that better. No, there's just...
I mean, similar that there was a short film that got...
Oh, yes. It's one of those... it's not really hard to find, but I remember on IMDb, I'm like, oh, there's a short. And just how the main film ends, I'm like... Personally, I'm like, but I like how the short ends.
And you, interesting. And you just said Insidious. Luke, you have a strong opinion about Insidious.
That was a good one.
No, I don't.
Okay. Okay. I do.
I have not seen it.
Mm-hmm. I thought you did.
Did you not
no, Jonathan
like it?
Watched that with you.
That's right. Insidious, which is a movie I... really like.
Good. Okay,
really
I was
going
to say, I'm like
I think we have some, like, old screener he had still at the house.
No, I watched it. We actually had a screenwriting group I'm a part of. We all went to see it all together. And the thing is, it was amazing, and all the way through it was amazing. Some people had a little bit of problems with, like, maybe the last 3 minutes. I'm not going to tell you how it ends, because I don't want to ruin it for you. Let's just say it's a scary movie, and it's not one of those happy-go-lucky, oh, everybody loves each other at the end. It's a scary movie all the way to the end. So
interesting.
If I could, can I recommend some that aren't on the list as well?
Oh, yes. Yeah, recommend away.
It Follows, I think. I love that film.
I just saw this past year.
The Vivitch or The Witch.
The Witch.
Yeah, that one's great. It Comes at Night, I like, too.
I haven't seen that one.
I haven't seen that one yet. Sorry, keep going.
Oh, you know what? I wanted to add, to the old ones, The Wicker Man.
Yeah. Haven't seen that one yet.
Isn't that Nick Cage?
Old or new?
No, there's the old one. That
there's
has
in
Wicker
the
70s, Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anthony, did you have any more?
Just last one would be The Void, I think, is a great one.
I've not heard of that one.
It's like cult. It's it has to do with like a cult. It's very obscure as to what's going on, but what you see, what goes on, is really great.
And why don't you just
see the boy at first?
And Anthony, what you saw something just this past weekend at the Egyptian? What was that?
Oh yeah, I saw for the first time.
Suspiria.
Suspiria. Oh yeah, I saw Suspiria.
I haven't seen it either.
It's so good. Oh my god. it's kind of like an art house classic because it looks so beautiful. The shots are amazing. The colors are super saturated, and I believe I can't remember the director's name. He's Italian, a famous Italian director mm-hmm. who was actually there in person too.
Oh, thank you.
And he did like a little Q&A.
And for those of you who don't know, Anthony is also one of the co-hosts with Carrie on what's the show again?
Horror Movie News.
And so Anthony will be glad
it's
to discuss
horror,
that.
Yeah, it's movie because there is a TV one as well. And actually, I was going to do a quick shout out for I know we're not all into horror as much, but to get into it, you all should check out Shudder.com. So that's S-H-U-D-D-E-R, Shudder. Like
mm.
Yeah. And they have a free month's trial if you go to their website. And I think you can – I haven't tried it myself yet, but I did hear that you can do it through your Amazon Prime if you have that on, okay. like, your PlayStation.
This is true. Yeah.
Cool. PlayStation. I don't like watching it on my computer. But they have tons of horror movies on there. It's only horror movies. A lot of indie ones, old ones. So a freeway, guys, like month of October, may as well do it.
Yep.
And so go check out Shudder.com.
And the three movies you just recently saw?
Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday Oops. The 13th, and actually last year, I think, but Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, brilliant. Yes.
That's a good one.
Fascinating.
So have you seen Mother? Has anyone in the room seen Mother?
Oh, I'm dying to see that.
I've seen Mother.
Is it? Did you see Rosemary's Baby, Anthony?
I saw Rosemary's
Baby. Was it similar in feel?
They're completely different.
Okay.
I don't know why they had the poster be exactly the same.
Yeah, which was very odd.
No,
yeah.
they're definitely different.
Did you see Poltergeist?
No.
Oh, that's what? Another good one.
You got to put Poltergeist on the list.
Speaking of Poltergeist, we have
like
a Simon thing. Thompson who's been watching here and live chatting saying he'd like to see you. In some sort of sequel or remaking of that. And also, he wants
Poltergeist?
You to be
Ooh,
in the
yeah.
new Halloween movie. So he said he interviewed you during Halloween Horror Nights, like last year or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
so one
yeah.
of those.
I mean,
yeah.
There was a long red carpet for that,
yeah.
so I don't.
Very cool.
But really
don't,
liked
oh,
you.
Watching.
Said you were
I'm
an
already,
absolute
oh,
delight.
Tell him I don't know.
He said you're an absolute delight, though.
Oh,
speaking of red carpets, we were on the red carpet with you last year for a film you were in, a really scary film, which some of our friends.
I was going to say, we have to add that
we'll
to
add
the
that
list.
To, which
Fear
was that?
Inc.
Fear Inc. Yeah, we got to give a
yeah.
shout out to
Fear Inc. I saw Fear Inc.
Filmmaker friend.
Oh, you saw it?
Yes.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is.
Check that one out.
By director Vince Mascali.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say the name right? Vince is a buddy of mine. I always get his last name wrong. And director,
Luke wrote it.
Yes,
Luke Barnett wrote. Vince directed.
And Natalie produced.
And producer Natalie Mascali. So great producing team. And you were also recently in another project with them.
Yes, Painkillers.
What was that about?
Yeah. Do you want to hear?
Well, not we don't have a
brief
whole
enough.
Lot of time.
Yeah,
to
it's
real
a
brief.
Little psychological thriller. Yeah, cool. Exactly. Last frame. yeah, it's a vampire adjacent.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that. I think it's gonna be great.
And some other, and you were in some other films recently.
I did a vampire rom com called Bite Me.
Isn't that what Twilight was? No. Okay.
This is truly, it could be like Nora Ephron, but we're vampires.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably not going to make your list. Like, it's not, you know, typical horror. It's more like just like, you know, like for example, I play a vampire, but I'm like a yoga teacher, you know, because we all got to make rent. And then, of course, this other a zombie film that I mentioned earlier.
Oh, cool. Fantastic. Derek, this is a fantastic list. Are there any things, anybody else have movies that they want to put on the list? Carrie?
I mentioned it, new movie we talked about before, Pontypool. Yeah, it's Ponty, like P-O-N-T-Y,
okay.
and then P-O, I think it's a W, like two O's, double O-L.
Okay.
And they explained the title in the movie. It's like the town of Pontypool, and it's in Canada. And it's a zombie movie without a whole lot of zombies.
Interesting.
Ooh, I have one, but it's foreign. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Canadian. That's foreign.
Is The Orphanage.
Yes.
It's a Spanish movie, and
the
it's
Orphanage.
Scary.
Oh, yeah. So good.
I believe it was, like, produced by Guillermo del Toro.
Yes.
It was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That one has some scary moments.
Yeah.
Did you have any?
Well,
I mean,
you've seen Jaws, obviously.
Jaws,
right?
I've seen
of course.
Jaws.
Yeah.
Wait, do you watch much
the
90s
Shining?
Horror? There's a whole bunch of 90s
Scream?
Horror.
Scream's not even on the list.
Scream? I saw Scream.
Okay.
And I've seen The Shining.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But
oh,
I also
House on
read
Haunted
the book
Hill.
First.
We talked
no.
about that.
American Werewolf in London.
No.
House on Haunted Hill, I just
okay,
drove
well,
up
this can keep going
Clockwork
forever.
Orange.
I read the book.
Okay.
As we wrap up.
Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Everybody, one more.
Wait, what?
One more horror movie.
One more as we close out
I
today.
I was just throwing out a bunch there.
Yeah.
The Birds.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Psycho. Psych.
I've seen those.
Keep stealing mine.
Vertigo. 13 Ghosts.
Don't know that one.
Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Again, I saw pieces of it as a kid.
I just bought it last week. You can
watch it together and watch it. Okay.
We're all going to rush Derek after this.
I know. Princess Diaries. Scared
hey,
the heck
that's
out of
a
me.
Good movie. Both of them are adorable. Stop.
And real quick, before we... What were you talking...
Okay,
we were
so
talking
real
earlier.
Quick, I want to mention...
Inktober.
So this is not mine or anything. I'm just participating, but I wanted people to know. So there's this thing called Inktober, and you can look it up on Twitter and Instagram. Twitter, there's a user account with that, and it says the rules. So all you got to do is do a drawing in ink. That's very open to interpretation of how you want to draw it and whatnot. But they have a word prompt for every day of the month. So, like, there's poison, there's screech, there's big, there's run, there's all kinds of things, all kinds of words. And it's totally up to your imagination. And don't worry if you're not caught up. I had to do a bunch of days where I caught up. And it's just a really fun, like, creative, you know, little exercise and draw whatever you want, whatever that word makes you think of.
Oh, so, yeah, your sketchbook?
Go to my Twitter and my Instagram. You can see my pictures.
Because she was showing me a really creepy one.
Yeah, I just started doing, for Crooked, I'm doing the Crooked Man from Conjuring 2. Mm-hmm. So you can do, like, you know, whatever you want. And if you just go look on Instagram and Twitter and just type in, the hashtag is Inktober or Inktober 2017, you can see so many talented artists out there and just what people are coming up with. And it's just really cool and fun thing to do for creative folks and people who just want to, you know, doodle and experiment. Because it's one of those, there's no wrong way to do it. Just draw something. Yeah, so anyway.
Cool. Thank you, everybody, for coming out tonight. Yay. This is a late night. We kind of are finishing up Super Late Tonight. We hope that you guys had a good time. I'm getting out of frame. So if you have any more movies that Derek needs to see or any of us need to see, please let us know. I have a friend, our friend Scott, I won't say his last name right now, but he does a movie a day for the month of October. I know the Sci-Fi Network, if you guys watch them, they are doing the 31 Days of Halloween right now with tons of horror movies.
Go on Shudder.com to watch them for free.
Shudder right now. This is a month. I mean, this month of October is one of the best months to catch up on horror movies. Check out the Horror Movie News podcast.
And show. Yeah, tomorrow, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Popcorn Talk.
Also, check out Horror TV.
TV News. They're Tuesday night at 10 or 9.
I believe it's 9.
Yeah, I think it's at 9.
And also, subscribe here. We will be back with another scare guy, I think, in 2 weeks. I think next week we're coming back with a con guy because Stanley's LA Comic Con is coming up, and we have to talk about that as well. So anyways, guys, have a great scary time. There's so many good things out there. Go out to, if you're in LA, go to the Haunted Hayride. Go to the 17th floor, 17th door. Someone told me about that today. There's a great one out in... Woodland Hills is a great one we're going to in a couple of weeks. There's so many great things. I love this time of year. There's so much to do. Let us know what you have going on, and we'll talk about it here in the show. You can find me at thescareguy.com. That's thescareguy.com. Or find me on the Twitter at conguyjim. Where can we find you?
Yes,
Twitter. That's Ben's line. Ben, we miss you.
Ben, where you been? Ben was out in the Wasteland convention. We're going to get some pictures from him hopefully next week.
You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E.
I'm at Naomi W. Grossman.
I'm at Con Guy Derek, spelled like Derek Zoolander.
And I'm Cheeseman on the Couch. Just kidding, Brad, if you're still watching. I'll sit normal. You can find me on Twitter at Con Guy Luke and on thescareguy.com. And please watch more of these videos that were shown. We will have them on the site. Check out the Halloween locations and look out for more scaring Jim.
We didn't have a lot of time for Scare Jim tonight, but we have some more.
Two episodes in a row. You just got to talk so much so we don't show
I know.
Scared.
We ran out of time tonight. So much to talk about. But anyways, hopefully you guys had a lot of fun. Brad, will see you up at the bar for margaritas in just a second. All right. See you guys soon. Bye-bye.
See ya.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Spitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.